Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today we talk about the mighty, limitless God. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." God makes something out of nothing. God created man with the dust from the ground. That means dust he had already created beforehand. God is unique in creating something out of nothing. Wise people of this world, they want to make a living robot, but they cannot. The robot has been created from something that already exists. It's operating, but it has to be programmed to work. A robot is not a living mechanism. A robot is a robot, it's a machine. Artificial intelligence has been created from something that already exists. Man is not able to make a living thing out of nothing. Man is limited to the things that already exist. He can alter them, he can change them, he can work with it, but he cannot do something without having something already. God created the macrocosmos and the microcosmos, out of nothing. He created the whole universe with all the countless galaxies, and he created the things that you can see only with a microscope. To think of all this was created from nothing is wonderful. Those who believe in evolution, they are absolutely wrong, because they forget that how wonderful things are, that didn't happen just by chance. It's impossible to think that it just happened. Behind all this is the mastermind, our Almighty God. In the creation story, we read that God formed the man, but it's only a lump of well-formed dust and mud. It was not a man. God created the kidneys, he created the lungs, he created the eyes, he created the brain, but it was not a man. But still, it was only a form, not a living thing. What was needed was the breath of God. The breath of God. He breathed into the nose of this lump and he became a living person. God breathed life into that lump. He breathed the life into it, transforming it into a living being. It was at this time, on this day, that Adam became a spirit, that he had a soul and lives in a body. All of life originated from God, but human being is different, because nothing in the world, we don't read that God breathed into the nose of animals, but he breathed into the nose of man. So without God, we simply would not be. The act of God breathing into the nostrils, the breath of life, is a significant moment that distinguishes humans from all other creatures. The divine breath symbolizes the impartation of the Spirit and life and consciousness. This implies the humans are not merely physical beings, but we possess a spiritual dimension that we are able to connect with God. This great miracle of man receives the breath, receiving the breath is significant. Through the Old Testament, it speaks about the creation of man, the creation, how we were created, and receiving the breath of life. The day Adam became a living human being was extreme. It changed the creation. It changed the creation. From now on, there was a species with whom God could communicate. God met Adam and Eve on a daily basis, talking with them. This is a great truth. God wants fellowship with us. He wants connection with us. He wants to talk to us. He wants a two-way conversation. This is unique amongst all other religions. They don't have a God who is talking to them. Why is Christian faith not a religion? Because God talks to us and we have a relationship with Him. We are connected to God, who gave us who gave us more than just physical life. The sin of Adam brought a change into the perfect creation and relationship which was at the beginning. From now on, Satan was in control of man. And he brought sickness, he brought murder, war, and every natural catastrophe. Even the sons of Adam were involved in a deadly fight. Evil spread all over the world. So, much later, we read in Genesis chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. He walked with God, and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Only Noah was found to be righteous, not his sons. After the flood, evil filled the world again. Only 130 years after the flood, they start to build the Tower of Babel and were dispersed among the whole throughout the world. The tremendous love of the mighty God still reached out to man. Satan had corrupted the hearts of people, and God recreated. Thanks to God, He sent Jesus Christ to come and take away our sin. The days when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the day when He was resurrected prove that He overcame death and Satan. That day when Jesus was raised from the dead was remarkable. Something new happened on that day, like never before, like the day when God gave breath to Adam. Now a new breath gave life to a dead Jesus. Therefore, because of what Jesus has done, it says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name given under given among men by which we must be saved. There is a limitless grace and love of a mighty God towards those who believe in Him. And still, there was another special day. A day when 120 believers came together and were praying. Then again, mighty wind came and changed history. In Acts chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. And suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled that entire house where they were meeting, sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What a limitless grace and love of our mighty God. Countless religions tried to please God. Throughout the Old Testament, they tried to appease God. But none of them got near to God. Man cannot by any means get acceptance from God. It is not man going to God, it is God coming to man that made the change. God came in the form of Jesus and empowered us with the Holy Spirit. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. God did not create man by mistake or by chance. His plan was to have communion and fellowship with man. Because of sin, this was no longer possible. That is why Jesus came to take away the sin of the world, so that we are able to have a fellowship, a relationship with God again. Sending the Holy Spirit was so that the disciples, and in fact all Christians, are empowered to proclaim the gospel of salvation. That is why we are here. Some, since there is no other name by which we can be saved, we must preach and spread the name of Jesus into the world. The mighty, limitless God has empowered everyone who believes in Him to be a child of God. If you believe in Him, you can be a child of God. Mark 16:16-18. Here it says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. What limitless grace. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. What a grace that is. It doesn't say whoever is a good person, or whoever practices a religion, or whoever does a lot of charity, but whoever believes. The grace and mercy of God is limitless, and it is free, absolutely free. No difficult test has to be passed to be accepted. Then Jesus continued, what will happen to those who believe? And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick people, and they will get well. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Adam sinned that day, he opened the way for the demons and devils to come into this world and work in this world. But when we believe, we cast out devils. We cast them out. Satan is defeated by Jesus Christ. The devil, neither devil nor any demons, can disobey when we speak to them in the name of Jesus. When you say in the name of Jesus, get out, they have no chance. They have to go. Every evil spirit is under obligation to obey what we command in the name of Jesus. They know the power of Jesus. They know who he is. They know he is a King of Kings. There's no power on heaven or on earth that can stand against the King. Therefore, we use the name of Jesus. We command demons to leave and stop causing trouble and sickness. In the name of Jesus, we place hands on the sick and they shall recover. Sickness has to obey the name of Jesus. No sickness can stand. We command sickness to go in the name of Jesus. We use a divine health confession. We do not bow before sickness. We strike it with the name of Jesus. Vaccinations are for those who do not believe in Jesus. For those who are children of God, vaccinations are not needed, because by the power of God, the power of God is greater than any sickness. Luke was a doctor and a travel companion of Paul. He wrote the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. He was a doctor, but he believed in the mighty power of the name of Jesus against any sickness or evil spirit. It's a limitless power of a limitless God. It's a grace, a love, that changed the world that got lost through Adam. Adam had received the breath of life, and that breath is still with us as we breathe every day. If we stop breathing, we become again what Adam was before he was created: dust, earth. With the only difference that our spirit will continue to live. Our body will die, our body will decay, but our spirit will live forever. The question is up or down. Since the spirit lives forever, it is important that we believe in the one who gave us life. Only those who got saved will go to the heavenlies, and those who reject that grace will go to eternal condemnation. There are still 3 days coming. The first day is when the rapture takes place, the rapture of the church. This is the occasion when all who believe in Jesus will be raptured to meet the Lord in the air. And the second day is when Jesus comes back physically into this world to start his millennial reign in Jerusalem. And the third day is a day when the world will be judged, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth, and he will live amongst men. Then the relationship with God, which God had intended in the beginning, will be restored. Our God is mighty and is limitless. There is none like Him. There is no God but Jehovah. All other gods are inventions, but not the truth. There is only one who is mighty, limitless, and gives unlimited grace and love to those who belong to Him. And He's the one who can make something out of nothing. Take this for your own life. Whatever happens in your life, when you see no more possibilities, no more chance, no more way, know that He can do something out of nothing. Amen.
Amen.